Hi, everybody. Gina Murphy Darling, a.k.a. Mrs. Green here. And what a fun topic I get to share with you today. It's all about mushrooms. With me is William Wimmer, co-founder of Spencer's Shroomery. They are committed to building a culture around mushrooms in Tucson and would love to make Tucson the mushroom capital of the world. William, tell us about Spencer's Shroomery.
Hi. Yeah, thanks for having me on. So Spencer's Shroomery, it's my brother and I. We founded this company last year just to feed our own curiosities. We offer supplies for people to grow their own mushrooms. And we started growing our own fungi last year after taking a class at university. I found my first mushroom near Tucson High shortly thereafter last year. And most people don't realize this, but fungi cover the desert floor of Tucson. You might have seen little white mushrooms popping up after the summer rains. That's called desert shaggy mane. People used to use the spores back in the day to dye their hair a dark color. And if you're feeling particularly adventurous, you can eat the young ones. There's also a relative of the button mushroom that pops up around here, growing out of the sand. We wanted to spread awareness about fungi and the fungal diversity of Tucson and Sky Islands because people don't talk about this very much, but Southern Arizona is a mecca for fungi. There's so many species here that are understudied. And there's an incredible opportunity to go up right now and find species that might have never been described before scientifically. So Spencer and I, we saw this potential to bring back this idea that fungi are really important contributors to our ecosystem. They're great recyclers of the earth. Fungi are understudied because many people just haven't really paid attention to them. They're not as visible as plants or animals, so people often ignore them. So I went up looking for fungi on Mount Lemmon pretty recently on July 4th, and I was pretty upset because as I was looking around for mushrooms, I found so much trash. But in the process of finding trash, I found mushrooms that I would never have looked for in the first place. So I started organizing these Sunday cleanups on Mount Lemmon, and so far we've collected over 100 pounds of trash. We're up there every Sunday if you'd like to come up at some point. And you can track our progress on our website and look at us on Instagram at Spencer Shroomery to find out more about what we're doing with cleaning up for Mount Lemmon.
I love it. You turned this whole venture into a do-good thing besides plucking mushrooms, and I thank you. Let's do another episode with you really soon.
Thanks so much for having me.
Past segments can be heard on the Mrs. Green's World page of the KXCI website, and please check out MrsGreensWorld.com to learn more about what we are up to.
Support for KXCI and Mrs. Green's World is provided by Philibon Professional Painting, a locally owned and operated company providing journeyman-level craftsmanship for residential and commercial painting services. Philibon Professional Painting is proud to use long-lasting low or zero VOC products for water conservation and less environmental impact. Reviews and more information about Philibon Professional Painting is available at p3-az.com or at 203-7310, painting the old Pueblo and beyond.